Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few, but if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
It's all Bills all day. Buffalo Bills Football Monday on the home of the Bills, WGR Sports Radio 550, brought to you by Northwest Bank. For what's next, get started at northwest.com.
Here's the snap. Handoff goes to Henry through a hole on the right side, and he's off and running. Off to the races to the 40, 50, in pursuit is Cam Lewis and DeMar Hamlin. They're not going to get him. He's going to go the distance. 87 yards for the touchdown on the first play from scrimmage. Handoff goes to Hill. No, it's kept by Jackson, and he's going to race to the pylon, and he's in for the touchdown. A 9-yard touchdown run by Lamar Jackson.
It just wasn't up to our standard tonight. We have to do things better fundamentally. It's not just one position. It's a collective as a team have to fundamentally do a better job.
You're listening to Jeremy and Joe on the home of the Bills, WGR Sports Radio 550.
Good Monday morning. It is Buffalo Bills Football Monday. It is not a Victory Monday. It is a smelling salts Monday. It is Ooh. A, right?
Okay.
Isn't that the reaction everyone got from last night's game? Like a, whoa, whoa,
yeah.
What?
Uh-huh.
What? What? 35-10. The Bills get absolutely stomped by the Baltimore Ravens.
What's the right adjective? Stomped?
Humbled?
Shellacked?
Humbled?
Humbled is good.
I mean, humbled is a lot of it. I think there's a lot of fans out there who feel humbled today by what Baltimore did last night. It is Football Monday, brought to you by Northwest Bank. For what's next, get started at northwest.com. Of course, we'll chat with Sal, we'll chat with Chris Brown, and we'll chat with you. 803-0550, our phone number, as the Bills. I mean, take your pick where you want to start. The defense, unprepared, overmatched. The offense, unprepared, overmatched. The offense called one of the worst single plays in football history. It's like, man, universal, oh my God, what on earth did you just do?
Brutal.
There's lots to get to. You could go to Tyler Bass missing another kick. We'll see what the fallout of that is this week. because even though you lost by 35, you know, you can treat all kicks the same. So I'm sure some of you are on Tyler Bass. Of course, in the first half, what am I keyed in on, among other things? Second and two run plays.
Yeah.
It's second and two. You do not need to hand the ball to Ray Davis.
How about a second and one QB sneak?
You don't need to be doing that.
That was, did I jinx them or what? I tweeted on that first drive, that's my least favorite play call in the first 10 years. They did outdo themselves later in the game, though.
Yeah.
For my least favorite play call.
A quarterback sneak on second and inches.
Just,
basically.
It's so bad.
It's such a waste of, it's a waste. And it's something that this coordinator, he does like to do it. He didn't. I mean, I've been stuck on the Chiefs playoff game. How often they run on second and short. They're like, okay, we got to get first down fast. You can play with second and short. And, man, a quarterback sneak on second and inches is insane to me.
It's really insane.
You literally do two chances to do it for free.
It's basically it's a free first. Aren't they like 96% on those plays?
Yes.
Just wait till fourth down if you really want the first down. You know you can push forward and get even in that circumstance. I don't like the run play call either. The run play call is better than the sneak there because at least maybe I get 6 yards from James Cook. I know I'm not getting more than one.
The Bills
on an Allen push
look like a team that on second and twos thought they could only get two. Oh, it's second and two. We got to go get two. No, you get 50 if you want on that play. You can try. The downfield passing game, non-existent. Baltimore came into the game giving up the most explosive pass plays in the league, and the Bills couldn't do anything down the field. Absolutely nothing down the field. Baltimore squatted on them and dared them to beat them over the top, beat them down the field, and the Bills are just throwing horizontal passes all day. Like, if you are digging to, you know, confirming your priors or being concerned about, like, things you worried about coming to reality, Joe, that's the game. A defense that is aggressive enough and good enough that nobody on that team can get open. Keon Coleman got open for a couple of catches and made some nice back shoulder throws. I don't like the idea of those as like your most bread and butter play. It seems like a really precision, low percentage play. It worked. Coleman had a drop.
No, it worked two or three times.
The other one is a drop, but if that's your best offensive play, I think your offense is in trouble. That is a game. Whatever, I don't go too far on a game manager throw, but that's don't put the ball in harm's way. Throw it to the back shoulder. That's never going to get intercepted. And, you know, you got to toe tap that to get it in. And Coleman made two nice plays. The other offensive big play is the throw to Shakir, which is Josh Allen going freak mode. Like their offense, after Joe Brady had maybe the best day we could possibly ask for against Jacksonville, their offense had a dreadful day. An absolutely dreadful day, and of course, defensively, they're overmatched. But the difference is, defensively, I know three good players are coming back. Mm-hmm. And three players you probably needed in this matchup. Taron Johnson, Terrell Bernard, Matt Milano. To have that threesome back, there might not be an opponent more important to have them against than Baltimore. And, okay, so reinforcements are coming. For the offense, reinforcements are not coming. That's your offense. And we are now 4 weeks into the season, and Curtis Samuel's job is to not be a receiver.
Yeah.
Is he a receiver on this team? He sure doesn't look like it. I had to ask Sal. I texted Sal on the sidelines during the game. Is MVS dressed?
Yeah.
Did he answer? He was.
Yeah.
Did you see him? He got targeted once, I guess. I must have missed it. MVS is dressed. Okay. Matt Collins, one catch on six targets for Matt Collins. Cool.
Yeah.
So that's a game of, like, the fear I had all year is there going to be games like that, because Baltimore saw what you have from a weapon standpoint and said, not concerned one bit. Not worried. Everybody eats. Mm-hmm. LOL, said the Ravens.
They've got better athletes than what they've seen, right? So their plan of attack was the same, wasn't it? Were the first two play calls of the game by Joe Brady. Screen.
Yeah.
Kincaid on the left, Shakir on the right. And will they get 5 yards from it? Because the Ravens are, you could just see it right away. They are a more violent defense. They're a more athletic defense. And Khalil Shakir, Dalton Kincaid, like, these guys were not getting big yak plays.
No.
Against the Ravens. And Kyle, they probably, I don't know that they are I don't know if the Bills guys are athletic enough against a defense like that to thrive on, oh, well, it's okay because our receivers are just going to gain yards after the catch. I don't know that they're good at it. And they were the number one yak team by EPA in the league coming into the week through the first three games. But you see them out there against that Ravens defense, and it's like, I don't know how you're ever going to make that your game plan and have it work. Like, I think for the next time you would play the Ravens, I wouldn't say, oh, that's your bread and butter. Try it again. It was just a bad game. Like, no, I think you have to do something completely different.
Kyle Hamilton will destroy it himself.
That's the thing. Right. Yeah. He was the one who blew up the Shakir the second play of the game.
Yep.
He's right in there like a knife just easily in the backfield and brings him down.
It was impressive.
Yeah.
Like, Shakir might have thought, I've got a little space here. Watching at home, you might have thought, oh, here it looks like it's set up. And then
Hamilton.
Blammo.
Yeah.
Kyle Hamilton had that thing ready. They were ready. They dared the Bills to beat them over the top. The Bills couldn't really run the ball. That's not a surprise. Allen was running for his life. You know, after a couple weeks of the offensive line getting a lot of praise, man, did the line struggle in this game. I mean, Spencer Brown had trouble. Yeah. Deion Dawkins had some trouble from time to time. Like, the offensive line had one of its worst games in a long time. I mean, the Bills had their worst game in a long time.
It was the first time in 42 games that they lost by more than 6 points.
42 games.
That's
Well, there's a playoff game in there. There's a playoff game in there.
Yeah, okay, the Bengal game, that's right. Right, regular season, it was the first time in 42 games. Is there any room for they were just due for that? Every team in the league has a stinker like that, except them.
Well, the record was...
it was going to happen.
The record was 6. They could have lost by 10, mm-hmm. and we would have said that's a stinker from them.
Mm-hmm.
They lost by 25, and it could have been 50.
But they don't get beat by that.
No, that's right.
They don't get beat like they got beat last night. It was the first time they got beat like that since...
Taylor scored 5 touchdowns?
Even those games, maybe that's the better one, the Colts game, because I think there's that Titans game in there too. You know what might be different about this Bills blowout loss compared to the other blowout losses that we have to go like multiple years back to find?
Can I guess?
Go ahead.
Turnovers. They didn't turn the ball over, except for the trick play, of course.
That might be the scariest thing for me is... That Tuesday night Titans game in the COVID year that they got smoked. Why did that happen? They threw a pick on the first play of the game.
Yeah.
And the Titans had a short field. There were other turnovers in that game.
And in the Colt game, McKenzie fumbles a kickoff.
Yep. Like, there's these fluky...
And Allen throws a pick and
Yep. Turnover plays that kind of... This was not... You didn't turn the ball over.
Other than the trick play.
You just got smoked doing... Like, you didn't make the big mistakes. And you still got smoked? Like, that might be the scariest part of how they got beat so bad last night, is they didn't turn the ball over and lost by 25.
The other scary thing, if I could zoom out big picture, if you're, again, it's week 4, it's a game, we'll try not to freak out too much, but for me, there's a lot of signal in here, it's not just noise. What's one thing Bills fans have been able to confidently, you can hang your hat on this, you can hang your coat on this, you can hang everything, we got Lamar, not worried about him. We'll beat a Lamar team. A Lamar team doesn't do well against McDermott.
Mm-hmm.
And that had been true for a long time. Lamar in the playoffs, the pick 6 by Taron Johnson, good to go. When Lamar beat the Bills here maybe the year before, it was like 24-21. Isn't that a big deal?
Yeah.
They always beat Lamar. Oh, 20-3 a year ago, and the Bills come back to it. Lamar teams are not going to get their points against McDermott. The Bills always have their answers. And this Lamar team might. Mm-hmm. And if they are... a team that has answers, well, now you have maybe a different team in your way. I mean, we'll talk about Kansas City and, of course, Houston and Cincinnati and all the... And the Jets look terrible. So, like, the AFC, maybe it is Baltimore that's in your way right now as, uh-oh, you have a matchup problem against this team. And that's new because they've always had the answers for him and they had no answers.
Well, on that side of the ball, like, again, like, part of the setup going into the week even was... Baltimore is going to attack you over the middle of the field, right? Like, they are built to, Mina Kimes put it this way from ESPN, Baltimore's built to attack the Bills down the spine of their defense. And the Bills are playing with a broken back right now as a defense.
Yeah.
Like, their spine, see, that's the thing. Like, do I want to count on Milano being back and being to form? I think I want to count on Bernard and Johnson being back. If they were to meet this team again come playoff time, I'd like to think at least Bernard and Johnson are back out there. And that could be a major difference.
Yes.
But that's where it would have to come. Your improvement would have... The Baylen Spector looked lost last night. Them trying to... cover Isaiah Likely. There was one play where Spector just like he's turning around like a top, and whenever Lamar ran, it for them it was just chunk play after chunk play, and it was almost always down the middle of the field, right at we're just going to attack your linebackers all night, and the Bills just did not have an answer for that.
Threw over top of the linebackers in front of the safeties. Lamar was able to get the ball down the field to players that could turn and catch it.
He won from the pocket a lot too. I mean, he was. The Bills came into that game with the highest sack differential in the league. They don't give up sacks, and they get them on defense, and it was the polar opposite last night. Allen was under duress a ton, and did you ever see Lamar stressed in the pocket?
No. In fact, ever? He had lots of time.
Like to me, that was because they didn't play Vaughn.
That's I was gonna say
they felt like they couldn't.
He had lots of time, in part because they don't want to go all out to get him because he's gonna scramble and he's gonna hurt you. So okay,
and also you can't play your best pass rusher because they don't want him on the field against Derrick Henry.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah,
that's why Vaughn barely played. I'm assuming.
Yep, probably. 803-0550-1-888-550-2550. We'll get calls in. Bills fall to the Ravens. 35-10. If you watch the league, we'll get to other stuff around the over the course of the day. The Jets are hilarious. I'm going to laugh at the Jets for a long time.
I was going to say, who feels worse today, a Jets fan or a Bills? Maybe probably a Jets fan.
I would think it's a Jets fan.
But 10-9.
Then again, the Jets did miss a kick and probably feel like they should have won the game, and they didn't. A Chiefs fan might feel the worst of them all, with Rashee Rice probably out for the year. Hollywood Brown already out for the year.
A Chiefs fan's still in delirium, though. They're like, we'll be fine. We'll lose whatever we want. We're just, look at us. We lost our best receiver. Just that we found a way.
Yeah. Did you watch that game?
Yes.
The Chargers, in a tie game, went for a fourth down instead of kicking a go-ahead field goal, which is a choice. And
I think I saw the numbers didn't like that, actually.
Well, that's the funny thing. The thing I was going to say is the numbers should not apply to the Chargers because the idea that they will ever move the ball 80 yards on a drive is like, come on. Guys, kick a field goal. We're never going to be down here again.
Didn't they? They had a 10-0 lead in the first quarter and didn't score another point.
They had a 10-0 lead, and the Chiefs got back in it on a bomb to Xavier Worthy. Larry in South Florida is going to lead us off. It's Buffalo Bills football Monday. Jeremy and Joe were fired up. The Bills looked like dog breath. I kind of like dog breath sometimes. Hey, Larry, what's up?
Hey, boys. I would like to call that down to earth Monday. So the bubble got burst a little bit. So I only watched the first half. I said, there's no way I'm going to stay up for this. It was a Derrick Henry nightmare, as it usually is when we play him. But there was two things that really stood out to me in that first half. The very first series, and I'd love an explanation for this one. Very first series, 4th and 1, I think it was around our 39. We go for it, which is like awesome. Maybe even our 30. I don't remember. We got it. 3 plays later, now it's 4th and 2 at midfield. We don't go for it, which I'm screaming, what are you doing? What are you doing? You have to go for it because, in my opinion, if you don't get it, you're giving them the ball in your territory somewhere in the 30s. They don't get it here. It's now in the 50s. 1 play later, look what happened. So I'm at a texting throw with my buddies in Colorado. One guy said, well, because it's 4th and 2. And I said, who cares?
Yeah.
I don't care if it was 4th and 3. Against this team with Derrick Henry, you go for that play. Worst case scenario, he gets 50-yard touchdown run, so an 87-yard touchdown run. And that, to me, that single play right there took all the gas out of this team. Because if you can't stop him on our 13-yard line, you're not stopping him, in my opinion. Now, the other thing that stood out to me in that second half is our lack of over-the-middle throwing yet again. In a downfield threat. I know Scanlon is fast. Well, then use him. We do not have a downfield receiver. People are going to say, oh, look at Xavier Leggett. Yep. Look at Worthy. Yep. We need speed that Allen can go to. This dink and dunk stuff has a limitation. And I think Baltimore exposed us. And I think next week against Houston, our defense is in some serious trouble with Nico Collins and Stephon Diggs and their receiver. And Joe Mixon is supposed to be back. And he's given us nightmares for years. So I'd love to get an explanation from you fellas.
Well, thanks, Larry. So the fourth down call, it is odd. Like, we marked this after the Arizona game when the Bills kicked the field goal instead of going for a 4th and 3.
Mm-hmm.
And what did McDermott say? Maybe if it was 4th and 2, we would have done it. Here's a 4th and 2. 4th and 2 at the 50. Opening drive of the game. No. We're going to punt on that one.
Yep.
The fact, I think I saw there was another fourth and short that they punted as well. Where was that one, Joe? Fourth and one at their own 39. It's the exact same yard line and the exact same down and distance. In one of them, it's a 0-0 game. In the other, you're down 14-3. They punted down 14-3. This might be another one of the most troubling signs. Or, you know, Larry, you say you want an explanation. The Bills have decided to not be the smart team. It's 4 weeks in, and there are signs here that we are doing gutalytics. Feel it out.
Mm-hmm.
Fourth and one at your own 39, scoreless first possession is a go. Fourth and one at your own 39, down 14-3 is a kick. Make it make sense. How could anyone defend it?
Super confusing.
Gutalytics.
Yeah.
How could you defend? It's literally the same yard line. I don't know. It's incredible. Fourth and two punt from the 50. Fourth and one punt from your own 39. Just absolutely incredible mismanagement. Fourth and two at their own 40. At their own 47. By the way, they got a penalty to bail them out. The double penalty. Remember that one?
The Joe Gibbs. Yeah. He did the Joe Gibbs. He called two timeouts.
A double timeout. Were they going to go for that?
They were going to go for that.
Are we sure?
They were in shotgun. I would assume they would have been under center if they were just going to try to draw him offside. But I don't know.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
I know that for sure. I mean, I have no idea.
Fourth and two at their own 47. They had previously punted on fourth and two at the 50.
Yeah.
Although now it's 21-3. So you have a team that used to be really aggressive and one of the better ones in this. I saw Warren Sharp's tweet about it and your response about it. McDermott has normally been. He has normally been reliably, I mean, aggressive or whatever, by the books. And they have completely waffled on those.
I have those numbers on that. Like, he's the third best coach in the league at knowing when to go for it over a 3-year span. But I do wonder, like,
where is he 4 weeks in?
Yeah, like, this whole time, was he just doing it based on his gut? He just was more confident in the offense? I don't even know. I'm guessing because it is really confusing. If you were someone, a coach that trusted in the numbers that much and had a history like McDermott does of going for it, why are you ever punting in the situations you punted last night?
Is he more confident in the offense? The question is instead he trying to protect his defense?
By punting?
Yeah.
Did you hear his comments going into the half? The TV interview that he did before going into half that all coaches did now? The first question he got asked, I don't know the sideline reporter for NBC, but she asked McDermott, Sean, what do you need to do a better job moving the football in the second half? And his answer was, you got to start by doing better on defense. I mean, maybe that's just his nature, right? But yep.
He's not wrong. I mean, the game could have been, 10-3.
Sure, but you had 3 points at that point. You had 3 points. And the instinct was, my defense was on the brain, which is, again, not, stunning, not even unacceptable in that spot because their defense was really bad last night. But, man, I don't know what was going on those punt decisions.
803-0550, wide open phone lines, Bills fan. Let's chat about it, right? Let's commiserate or, talk about what solutions we might expect to see from them. It is Buffalo Bills Football Monday. You can give us a call. We've opened the phone lines. And nobody until 8. Sal comes on at 8. They had, of course, had the late trip back. So Sal at 8 and Chris Brown at 8:30. Until then, your thoughts on what you saw on Sunday Night Football. Bills Football Monday brought to you by Northwest Bank. For what's next, get started at northwest.com.
He's on the loose and down to the 40. Upended, and the ball is out. And the Bills say they have it. It looked like Rasul Douglas upended him, and he dropped the football, and the Bills were all over it. Well, there's a play that Buffalo needed.
Yes, they did need that. So the Ravens fumble, and the Bills after that play get that 4th-and-2 at the 37, get that conversion on the double timeout mistake, and end up doing nothing with it. Just, no, all right.
Ended up getting, right after that fumble, they get it to, an 11-point game? And then they have the ball, leading up to the trick play. They have the ball in Ravens territory, down 11. So touchdown gets it, and touchdown an extra point in a 2-point conversion.
But the fumble's before the half, and they punt. They it's 21-3. They get the ball, and then they just go, not really far enough. They get it to the Baltimore 48 and punt.
Okay, on the fumble, yeah. Right.
And then they go to the half. By the way, quickly, so highlights of the game brought to you by Northland Workforce Training Center. Train for what's next.
They got the win. The win probability right before the trick play. They were at one point 4%. Yeah, late in the second quarter. I mean, they're at 4%. That right before that trick play, they're at 22%. Like
they're on the way back.
They're on the way back, and is everyone got a similar thought that I had, which is this is what the Ravens do?
Yes,
they
of course.
They let everybody back in. They don't know how to play with leads, and here we go. Here we go. The Bills, a couple of stops, right? And now they're starting to move the ball a little bit, and then just kablam. It's all over, just like that.
803-0550, Bills Mafia shaking out the cobwebs, waking up. It was a late night. Although maybe you went to bed at halftime.
I was going to say, Bills are, they're just doing everybody a favor. The night games, we know you don't like your night games. We're going to make sure every game is over by the half.
Yeah.
Because there hasn't been a reason to watch a second half. Maybe last night was the closest one.
803-0550 is our phone number. Our phones are open. Is this no one, it used to be no one knows how to talk about a win, and we got kind of good at that. Now we do know how to talk about a win. Is this no one knows what to say after a 25-point absolute slaughter on national television? in a game that was supposed to be a coronation of your MVP over the last guy that won it. Instead, your offense was a joke in this game. And credit to Tim Graham from The Athletic. His piece about this recap, this game recap, is about everybody eats formula going away. The lead from his line says, maybe the Bills had a Monday morning blood work appointment. You know, you're not allowed to eat, basically. Like, that made me laugh. The everybody eats. You know me. I'm ready to dunk on this from day one. Everybody eats is a nice story. That's what it is. A story. It's not reality.
Unique. Even if it was, I just don't even think it's unique or different than what
it
they
is not
have had.
Unique. Yeah. Everybody eats in Houston. Everybody eats in San Francisco. Everybody eats in Philadelphia. It is not unique.
Literally everywhere but the Giants, baby.
The Giants sort of Malik Neighbors.
I don't know. Wondell Robinson's on pace for 100 targets. Either way.
Minnesota had a touchdown to Jordan Addison. This idea that throwing to 8 players or 10 players is some sort of incredible advantage is bogus and has been from the start. It's a nice PR campaign. The main reason it's bogus is the Bills have always done this. They did it for the last 4 years. And what was always going to be true is any of these guys good enough? And Kincaid had a drop, unfortunate, a drop on the first possession.
Yep.
You had Hollins.
Coleman had a drop.
Coleman had a drop that was eerily reminiscent of the Diggs drop, similar types of drops.
The Hollins plays just don't work. I mean, he's not open, ever.
No
one's really ever open.
No, that's right.
Who's really ever open? Shakir was open on a broken play.
Yep.
And all of Coleman's plays were tight coverage. And we talked about this a little off-air about Curtis Samuel. Samuel is supposed to be the...
Separator.
The separator.
And he doesn't even play receiver, really.
Right, like... I feel like I only ever see him play running back, or he's lining up for a screen. Where is the, he can just play Z receiver, and he's got these 7 routes that he's good at all of them, and he can just get open. He's versatile, right? I feel like I'm missing the top thing that he's supposed to be good at. He can do a lot of different things, but, I mean, the role he's playing, I can just have a backup running back play the role that he's playing, I think.
Well, is the backup running back ready to catch a shotgun wildcat snap and then give it to Josh Allen so he can get absolutely murdered on play?
We should. There's no way they ever run that play again, right?
No, I want to know what the play is called. We should, as a society,
we should name it.
We should file a Freedom of Information Act, and we should get to know what the name of that play is.
I would like to know,
so we can talk about it. I don't want to have to say the trick play from Baltimore for the next 5 years, because that play is going to live for a long time.
I just don't even know. I've gotten watching I tweeted out the all 22 of it. I don't know who they're trying to fool. I don't know what the design of the play even is. Like, they're not going to see this one coming. Let's line Josh up at receiver and let's hand it to him, and then he'll throw it. Oh, real out of left field with that trick play.
And who are they throwing it to?
So if Allen gets the ball off, they didn't really ever show it on TV, but the All-22 shows it. If the ball leaves Allen's hands, it's going to a double-covered Mac Hollins down the field. Like the Ravens, that we saw their defensive line, and their linebackers did not get fooled by it. You haven't seen on TV that their secondary didn't get fooled by it, but not a single person in their secondary got fooled by it. Not a single Raven. And again, like, I don't even know what were you fooling them with? What did they think was happening?
Yeah.
I don't even know.
Right. If you have Allen over there, if you're a defense, you'd say, okay, watch out. They might, if the ball comes over here, he's going to throw it.
Like the play, by the way.
The quarterback is still on the field.
Did you notice this in real time? Because I did. Like, I don't think the play was designed for Allen to be on the left-hand side of the field. I think it's designed for him to come, like, it's a reverse, right?
He's supposed to go in motion?
It's an end-around. He's in motion. I almost feel like Samuel, the way he flips it, or the way the Ravens were right there in the backfield.
Well, that's because a lot of people Allen have pointed out that Dawkins might have been the reason the play fell apart.
Maybe. Because Allen's got a reverse course. I feel like Allen is going to be rolling to his right around the edge if the play works, but he has to go back to his left. Although, actually, even that, I don't know, because both Bills' routes are going to that side of the field, so maybe that's not true. Maybe it was designed to go the way it was.
Well, poorly designed, poorly executed. Curtis Samuel said they got a look that they liked. Okay, I guess. If Curtis Samuel's back in the backfield, I'm thinking two things are possible. He's going to run it, Or, again, like Allen out wide, what? You're going to cover him?
Yeah. I don't know why they're trying to make Curtis Samuel Isaiah McKenzie, it feels like. And he's supposed to be just a good, well-rounded wide receiver. I'm done. I don't want to see him do gadget stuff, backfield. Just line him up where you're lining up Matt Collins. That's it. Just do that and have him run routes and watch him get open more often.
To the phones, Eric in Lockport. Hey, Eric, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. How you doing?
All right.
I don't know. That trick play was – maybe they felt we needed comedic relief or something. I mean, that was wild. Those two punts in the first quarter, I mean, I guess what really bugs me about it is it's clear from the Ravens' first snap that you're not winning this game on defense. Like, your only chance is Josh Allen trying to rack up 35 points. So I just don't understand why you're punting on 4th-and-1, 4th-and-2. I mean, I would need like 4th-and-more-than-5 to even consider punting back to that team the way it was going. And the crazy thing is he did it in week 1 against Arizona. He trusted his defense that was missing guys more than his superstar quarterback. I don't know, just a troubling trend, and that's been going on here since Josh has been here. I'm just wondering, like, what it's going to take for him to believe in his quarterback more than his defense. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, thanks, Eric. The fourth down stuff.
It is confusing. I don't know.
What's the right metaphor? Instead of playing the odds now, or playing the smart play, they're just throwing darts? All right. I don't understand. I don't know what happened to their fourth down play calling. I don't know if it's a function of their offensive or defensive identity, but 4th-and-1 at their own 39-0-0, that's a go. 4th-and-1 at their own 39, down 14-3, that's a kick.
Yep. I don't get it.
You're minus 11 with less time.
Mm-hmm.
And that's we gotta make sure this game doesn't get out of hand. That's what that is, right? We have to make sure this game doesn't get out of hand. 4th-and-2 at the 50 on the opening possession. You're willing to go at the 39. You don't go at the 50 because it's 2 yards instead of 1. Meanwhile, in the opener, it was 4th-and-3, and you said you would have gone on 4th-and-2. Like, it is one of the more troubling parts of this.
Yeah.
The stuff about McDermott and his fourth down decision making, he has been very good at this. But if you go all the way back to the AFC Championship game, we started to wonder if he had the guts to make the right calls. And this is drifting back to just voodoo. What are you going to do? The coach says kick now. This is what he feels like. Okay. You're going to sacrifice win probability on a regular basis, and we'll watch them drift down that chart. Kyle in Toronto. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, good morning, guys. I was going to talk about the same thing. Like, I felt that, you know, if the same way I felt last week, that I just had nothing to say about the game. We just played a perfect football game, and last night, it was the complete opposite. We just played horrible on both sides of the ball. And the way we started against, Miami and against some of the other teams we've played over the last couple weeks, we just start firing. And the Bills get on a roll. Allen gets confident. We just, you know, everything seems to be going. And the same way, I feel like McDermott really shot us in the foot. We had 4th-and-2 at the 50-yard line. I thought under no circumstance should you ever do anything but go for it. Because the stats are clear. We know the advanced statistics, and we know we have Allen. So there's no reason. And then what do the football gods say? You know what? Wherever you're going to punt to, we're just going to run it in the end zone with a washed-up running back, who I know he can still play, but, you know, a 90-yard play. So it's like as if to tell McDermott, it wouldn't matter if you gave it to them at the 50 or at the 20 or at their own 1-yard line, because they'll just run the whole way back. And it's just the trend of McDermott making these bonehead calls is more frustrating than any other thing that happened in the rest of the game. And I feel like the football gods hopefully sent him a message to say, when you punt and you're not supposed to punt, it ain't going to make a difference on the other side. And that's the whole argument for punting. Yeah. The extra 20, 30 yards you're giving to the other team isn't going to make much of a difference. And he still hasn't learned. And I hope that was sort of a message to remind him not to punt. But I felt like after that play, I knew we were going to lose the game. I just didn't know that we were going to lose that badly.
Thanks, Kyle. Derrick Henry, very far from washed up.
Looking yeah. No, he's not.
Prime. The 87-yard touchdown run is a great example. Prime, which seems ridiculous.
Yep.
But I mean, the rest of it, I would totally agree with. 803-0550, it's Buffalo Bills Football Monday. We get more of your calls in. We have wide open phone lines, wide open segments to chat with you right up till 8 o'clock, and then Sal comes in and we'll keep taking calls. So we're talking all day after the Bills get absolutely hammered in Baltimore. Jeremy and Joe on WGR.
And let TRS Heating and Air Conditioning intercept your heating bills. Enter now at WGR550.com for a chance to win $1,200 towards your home heating costs. Don't fumble this opportunity. Contest ends January 5th. TRS Heating, Air Conditioning, and Electrical Excellence. Powering tomorrow, comforting today.
They made more plays than we did, and you know, it was evident right away. They had more urgency than we did, and that's something we'll correct. Not everything was bad in this game. I don't want us to come away from this saying, you know, we're the worst, and a lot to learn from. I'm glad this happened early in the season so we can correct things.
Bills quarterback Josh Allen. Let's get you some of the stats of the game. Khalil Shakir led the team in receiving, 4 catches for 62 yards. 52 of that came on one play, so that's 3 catches for 10 yards otherwise. Coleman had 3 catches. Kincaid had a long one as well, 5 for 47. But here's the stats of the game for me. Cook, Samuel, Hollins, MVS, Dawson Knox, that is 5 of your players,
yep,
had a total of 5 catches for a total of 19 yards. 19 yards on 20 targets for those 5.
Yeah. That is...
Wait, not that, 20. Sorry, bad math there.
I was going to say, because that's that's under a yard per target.
11. 19 yards on 11 targets for those guys. Those 5.
Okay, so still not 2 yards a target.
No.
Which is very inefficient.
The Skyworks stats of the game brought to you by Skyworks Equipment Rental, building America from the ground up.
This probably deserves just a little bit of praise here because Allen also just said there, like, hey, not everything was bad in this game. Most was bad.
Most was bad.
The one stat that was not bad is the incredible stat the Next Gen Stats sent out that Josh Allen, since 2018, since entering the league, is 6 of 7 for 118 yards and 3 touchdowns within a yard of the sideline. And the rest of the NFL in that time is 1 for 16.
It's pretty good.
The rest of the NFL is 1 for 16 when you are a yard close to the sideline. Allen is 6 of 7, 118 yards, and 3 touchdowns.
We'll call that Eye on the Quarterback, brought to you by Great Lakes Building Systems. We keep an eye on your business. You don't have to. Our business is protecting your business. And we heard from Josh Allen right there. A slice of audio brought to you by Picasso's Pizza, your game day tailgating headquarters. 803-0550. We got up against it here with a little bit of a late break. So right back to your phone calls. Johnny, Mike, Rob, anybody else wants to jump in, we can get your calls in, and we'll get to them right away. It's Jeremy and Joe. It is Buffalo Bills Football Monday. A humbling loss to the Ravens. But I think there are teams that had worse days. I do think the Jets had a worse day.
I do, too.
And the Chiefs might have had a worse day. They won.
They lost. They did win, though. Yeah.
You know who had a good day yesterday? I'm not trying to make light of a Rashee Rice injury. Travis Kelce fantasy owners. The ball's going to go to Kelce again. It was going to Rice as their number one target. He's probably out for, it looks like he's out for the year. We'll see. MRI today. Jeremy and Joe on WGR.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.